This is guitarist-composer Mike Smirowski. Thanks for visiting with me. My Island Fantasy and Island Fantasy Part 2 CDs are tropical, romantic escapes to the magical, mythical Isle of Jabim, a paradise that evokes all the many moods and feelings you would expect to experience on your vacation to get away from it all. My songs reflect all these various moods, especially the romantic part, and tell a story about visits to your own Island Fantasy. Both of my CDs are about romance and relaxation, for all of those romantics out there. If you like relaxing romantic music, I'm your guy. I can take you to the islands in wintertime or create the mood for romance, wherever you may be. I just can't supply the partner. You have to use your imagination for that. So, I invite you to book your tickets and join me on my initial and return to the magical island paradise named the Isle of Jabim. Welcome to more of my continuing fantasies. My Fusion CD sends you on a wild, eclectic journey around the globe and also another dimension. Your stopovers will include Spain, Mexico, China, islands of your choice, hopefully the Isle of Jabim, and the ever-changing dimensions of the Twilight Zone. Be energized by many tempos, textures, and improvisations within the framework of well-written compositions. This is a true fusion of jazz, rock, classical, pop, and world musical styles. So reserve your ticket again and fasten your seatbelt to blast off on a highly energized voyage around the world.
I've done, you know, a study. To me, it goes back a long way. You know, from Wes to George. There's a guitar player named Jan Ackerman from the group Focus. Terry Kath was a big influence from Chicago. I love Chicago with all their jazz flavor things that they still don't get enough credit from. But I appreciate them. I'm sure a lot of other people do. Great guitar player. My styles range. I mean, Steve Howe from Yes. I mean, there's John McLaughlin, Al Di Meola, you know, all these guys. They're all an influence. Lee Ritenour, Larry Carlton. Carlton's been around a long time. Crusaders. I dug up some old records and CDs, you know, and do a study on these guys. You know, all, you know, great players, great feeling. And you notice they have longevity, you know, and that's what, you know, I just try. I take bits and elements from all of them, and I do believe I have my own style. You know, at times you can hear me real mellow and sweet and make you cry, and all of a sudden you blast off into outer space and saying, where did this guy come from? Is that the same guy? And that's what I like. I can set the mood whatever you want.
I like to name more of the artists that have affected my music. By the way, I referred to Wes and George on Influences Part 1. Wes is the late great guitarist Wes Montgomery, and George is the still living icon George Benson. Who hasn't been influenced by the Beatles? Great group, great songs. Hal David, Burt Bacharach, what a team. Again, some of the all-time greats. Tom Jones, one of the greatest singers of all time. He still inspires me to this day, especially his early material. There are also a lot of non-musical influences in my life. The great writer Rod Serling of Twilight Zone fame, who I dedicate a song to on my Fusion CD entitled Atmospheric Illusions. It's a wild one. Truly great actors, especially from the past, like Richard Burton, Jack Palance, Burt Lancaster, John Garfield, Hugh Brenner, Rex Harrison, so many greats from another time in history. Also, Bette Davis, Joan Crawford, there was Ida Lupino, who didn't get as much publicity. She was sort of like an underdog. She was a tremendous actress. Film composers like Elmer Bernstein, I dedicate Spanish-Mexican Fantasy off of my Fusion CD. Bill Conti, Alex North, Bernard Herrmann, to name a few. So as you can hear, I've been influenced by so many truly great artists in music and film. There are many more. I just don't have the time to mention them all. P.S. One more. One of the great drummers, Danny Serafin, from the original Chicago group, has always inspired me. Thanks, Danny. And last, but most of all, my dad, Mitchell, and mom, Helen. Please read my About Mike page for my tribute to them. Thank you so much for listening to my music. I'd like to give a specific thanks to Al Gomes and A. Michelle at Big Noise for their great work on my album covers, websites, their career guidance, and their advice and positive thoughts in helping me to realize my musical fantasies. A sincere thank you to both Al and A. Michelle.